Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Yes, I'm definitely still trying to get that 1,000, and it's definitely one of my goals this year.
All right, hit the brakes. Stop right there for a minute, because in case we've all forgotten, the Cardinals get back maybe the best overall running back in the game, and you heard him reference 2016 there. Just more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly on azcardinals.com. Yes, we're talking about David Johnson. Yes, it was great to see him during the Cardinals' Phase 1 workouts this week. Even better to know his status coming off the fractured wrist.
It's 100%. I've been benching, and I've been doing push-ups. I've been doing everything as far as everyone else has been doing. The biggest thing with last year with the wrist is that I was probably in the best shape of my life, because all I did was run, and all I did was work out. So I'm probably in one of the best shapes of my life.
All right, now, David adding that he's been cleared medically, and there's no doubt when the season starts, the Cardinals' most dynamic weapon will be cleared for liftoff.
We all know what David can do. I mean, it's no secret that he's a special talent. He's a special running back, and we definitely need him to make our offense go. And I believe teaming him up with Sam, which I believe is probably one of the most accurate quarterbacks that this league has.
All right, so Pete Weiss likes that 1-2 punch on offense, but what does the Pro Bowl corner think of the Cardinals' new 4-3 defense?
I'm very intrigued with the defense. I love a 4-3. That's all I played in my football career. So now that we're moving over to a 4-3, which I thought we was built for a 4-3, since I've been here, I think it's going to make us that much faster, that much more disciplined, because now guys can literally just line up and play football, taking the thinking out of it.
Now, Pat says he still expects to travel with number one receivers, but the key, he says, is to get that number two corner opposite Pat.
If we can find a solid number two corner to make it kind of difficult for the quarterback to pick and choose which side he want to go on, I think that'll make not only me but the defense a lot better. So I think we can be very, very dangerous, and also present more opportunities for me.
And, of course, Patrick Peterson, he's been to 7 Pro Bowls in 7 years, and that's how he got some inside info on his new head coach, Steve Wilks, because he was talking to Carolina linebacker Thomas Davis for a scouting report.
Thomas had nothing but great things to say about Coach. He's a great motivator. He's a man's man. He's a player's coach. You know, he knows how to get the best out of his team.
And under Wilks, the Cardinals figure to be a physical team. In fact, David Johnson citing the commitment already to the run game.
I'm very encouraged. That was really uplifting to hear Coach Wilks talk about that right away, being about how demoralizing it is on a defense to run the ball. And I was very excited to hear that.
And David saying, by the way, that this year being his contract year, he's not thinking about it. And maybe that is the case, considering he has all these new names and faces to learn. In fact, the Cardinals claim 2 more quarterbacks today off waivers. You have Brandon Doughty from the Dolphins, Alec Torgerson from the Lions. Neither has taken a regular season snap in their careers. But the last word, the last laugh, goes to Pete Weiss on his new starter, Sam Bradford.
Well, I don't want to bring this up, but I do have the most picks against him. So I think I have like 6 up. 6 off Sam, but for the most part, I think it's the team he was playing for.